Hollywood is on fire.
That's right.
It's kind of glammy H flag. Is at half mast.
Glammy H flag?
Yeah. You know, like Hollywood's flag.
Right. I got it.
It's freak flag flying at half mast. Celebrity reaction to the election.
It's stupid ass.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Katy Perry was very, very vocal about voting for Hillary and being with her. So last night she was tweeting a lot in all caps. We will never be silenced. The revolution is coming. Rise up. Power to the people. Love trumps hate. And she went on from there. I think that
we will never be silenced.
I said that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
is this from Katy Perry's Twitter feed or Chuck D's Twitter feed? I'm all for Katy Perry speaking her mind, but the all caps. Power to the people! Rise up! Is that channeling a little bit of Malcolm X? It's Katy Perry, I knew Malcolm X, and you, lady, are no Malcolm X.
Well, no, but she's using her public, you know, she's using her platform to be able to speak.
Button.
Yes, she is, but she's using her platform to be able to encourage people to do what she wants, you know? So
I like that when somebody gets up on their soapbox, it's them using their all caps button. Right. I'm all for Katy Perry supporting who she wants to support and fighting for the rights. It's just, I read this as rise up, power to the people, turn over the cop car and set it on fire. Let's get those flat screen TVs while we can.
No.
Because I just feel like we need less of the pop princess who goes, it's the eye of the... Hey, I'm all for the leader of the revolution. I'm just not sure I'm getting behind Katy Perry's red, white, and blue hot pants.
No, that's okay. It. But there are plenty of people who are, so she was just...
She can be there with Left Shark, you know, and I'll dance and I'll dance with them.
I don't think she was talking so much about, like, burning cars rise up in power to the people. I think she was going more on a love power to the people and strengthening with love.
All right, well, I'll read into it a little bit more.
Okay.
Michael Stipe. From REM. You remember that he sang It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Yes.
Here's his reactions to why Trump got more popular.
I mean, it's so sad that we have allowed ourselves to sink to this level of really entertainment. That's what it is. I blame media completely for it, including Saturday Night Live, which, sorry to say it. It's satire. It's brilliantly done. But it's still adding to the kind of push.
Cynicism.
It's adding to the push of, you know, Warhol said, I think, Andy Warhol said, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Do you think that's the case, that Saturday Night Live making fun of Trump, people embraced him more?
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't find that to be true.
I don't think so either, and I think it's actually insulting to me as a viewer of Saturday Night Live and who laughs along with it to think that I can't separate satire from reality.
But that's right. I mean, clearly we were laughing at, not with. So I think, I don't agree with Michael Stipe on this at all.
Remember Madonna said, "Hey, if you vote for Hillary, I'll give you a hum job." A couple times on stage.
Yep.
So a reporter who voted for Hillary went to Madonna's house and tried to get her to collect on her promise.
Oh.
Yes, hello. I'm trying to see if Madonna is home. My name is Gersh. I voted for Hillary today, and she had promised people who voted for Hillary a b-
Guard said he didn't get the memo. Yeah. Sorry, Gersh. None for you.
Gersh. Not going to happen.